Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, January 13th, a day when we try to think about what we are thankful for. It's easy for me to think about all the good things I'm thankful for, but I was also reminded just yesterday of a story in The Hiding Place, which is one of my favorite books by Corey Ten Boom, about one of the barracks they had to stay in when they were in concentration camp, she and her sister Betsy, and how Betsy had read in 1 Thessalonians that we should give thanks in all circumstances. Well, there happened to be fleas in their barracks, and Betsy wanted to give thanks for the fleas. Corey thought that was too much. Lord, I don't think I need to give thanks for the fleas. These cannot be something to give thanks for. And yet, later in the book, the women realized that they were able to hold church services in their barracks every night because the guards didn't want to come in. They did not want to get fleas. So I was just reminded that even in the midst of bad things, that the Lord is at work, that we can trust that He is present because He promises His presence. If you haven't read The Hiding Place, I highly recommend it to you. Okay, let's get started with our passages for today. We're in Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 15. We're going to slowly walk through Romans, and this is Paul's longing to visit Rome. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel of His Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times, and I pray that now at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by one another's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. Was there a word or phrase that stuck out to you? I'm going to ask that question a lot this semester. For me, the phrase was mutually encouraged. Paul wants to go be with the Roman Christians so that they can encourage him, and also so that he can impart some kind of spiritual gift to them and strengthen their faith through his own belief. The question that comes to mind is, who is it today that I can encourage by being strong, trusting in the Lord's promises, and reminding them of Christ's presence? And at the same time, I'm praying that then I will also be encouraged by their faith as well. I'm sorry my voice is a little froggy today. I'm going to continue on now with Psalm 3, which is a psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and He answers me from His holy mountain. I lie down and sleep, I wake again, because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked, From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. In this passage, the word that sticks out is deliverance. The word that sticks out for me in this psalm is deliverance. In verse 8, he says, from the Lord comes deliverance. And in verse 2, those who mock David say, God will not deliver him. And so there's kind of a battle going on here of trust in David's heart. And he proclaims to the Lord who he knows that the Lord is, a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head. All these are proclamations of a God who is present, someone who hears and answers. And as I think about this deliverance in concert with the book about Corrie ten Boom and Betsy in the concentration camps, if you haven't read it, I don't mean to spoil it, but Betsy dies in the camps. She has such great faith. She trusts in the Lord. And I think in that moment, he delivers her from her earthly body into the presence of the Lord. And so she is delivered into the kingdom to come, and she is blessed to be in the Lord's presence. But Corrie gets to live on in this world. He rescued her and delivered her on this earth. And I think oftentimes that's what we want, right? It's obvious in this passage, that's what David wants. And I'm just sitting in the tension of deliverance being both, that the Lord delivers us into a wonderful and blessed kingdom of his presence when this life ends. And also, we can trust him that according to his will, as we pray and trust, he also delivers us on this earth. Okay, we need to move on. So thank you for reading with me today, and let's think about what we can be thankful for. Today, I want you to think about a person for whom you're thankful, a place, something. Did you get something for Christmas or recently? And then an attribute of God. And to that, maybe we'll add boldly something that we kind of aren't really thankful for, but we're just going to proclaim to the Lord that we're thankful in the circumstance, knowing that he is there. Will you pray with me? O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall declare your praise. We thank you, Father, for the many ways we see you at work around us, and we want to pause and give you praise. We thank you for someone today in our lives that has brought us much joy. We thank you for a place where we have experienced your goodness recently. We thank you for something that brings delight, shows us your goodness, reminds us of your creativity or your faithfulness. And Lord, as we look at Psalm 3, we're reminded of your character. And we thank you, Lord, that you are present, that you do answer us when we call, that you are a shield around us, that you lift up our heads. Father, we also want to, in the spirit of thankfulness, thank you in the midst of a difficult circumstance, asking for awareness of how you are working in our midst. And now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Amen.